So now we're going to the trombonist who was on the Cotton Pickers, which we just heard Shimmy Blackman. Sister Kate was Myth Mole. Myth Mole has quite a history in jazz in New York and beyond, but mostly in New York. And I'd like to play Myth Mole and his band with a little tune called The Dixieland One Step, which hails back to the original Dixieland Jazz Band, of course. We've got, let's see now, Myth Mole is on trombone, of course, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Fred Livingston is a clarinetist, and we don't hear from him very often. Very fine clarinetist. And we've got Eddie Long on guitar. Interesting. We've got Dick McDonough, who is a great guitarist, but he's on banjo here. And we've got Eddie Long on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, who's a famous man, of course. And it's an all-star band, and we're following that with a very interesting Louis Armstrong recording made in 1929 with a mixed band. 1929, Louis Armstrong with a mixed band, which included Eddie Lang on guitar. Joe Sullivan was the pianist. Happy Caldwell on tenor sax. Jack Teagarden on trombone. It's virtually a white band with Louis Armstrong. The tune is called I'm Knocking a Jug, recorded for the OK Company in 1929. Thank you. Very interesting session indeed with Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong way back in 1929 with Eddie Long on guitar. Happy Caldwell played tenor, Earl Hines was on piano, Justice Zutty Singleton on drums, or Kaiser Marshall. Zutty said it was him, so I believe him. And that was called, it was just a blues, but it was called Knocking a Jug.